Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So when we talk about your business, not your personal life, but your business, who's the most important person in your business? Yeah? Did you get it? The most important person is the customer or the client. Without the customer or the client, we've got nothing. We've got no revenue. We've got no money coming in. We can't pay the bills. We can't meet our payroll. But many times, when we have customers or clients and we have them for a long period of time, we start to take them for granted. We start to think they're going to be there forever. And as you know, if you go into Google and you type in your particular industry, you will get countless number of companies they can do business with. Why did they do business with you? They trusted you. You gave them service. You gave them a price that they could, that they thought was absolutely acceptable. But have we stopped paying attention to them? Have we just assumed they're going to be there forever? Have you ever picked up the phone to talk with your most important customers? Hey, Freddie, hi, this is Howard, how are you? No, don't want anything, Freddie, just wanted to see how you're doing. No, is there anything we can do to service you better? How's the family? Yeah, I see, you know, you mentioned, last time we talked, you were talking about getting that little Yorkshire Terrier for your children. How's that go? Whatever, just a conversation to let them know that you care. And if they do enough business and they're close enough, say, Fred, you know, Friday I've got a lunch, some time. Let's have lunch together. You must build that relationship. They must feel that you're there. Now, that could apply to you, the person who is the owner of the company. It could apply to the person who is their salesman. Depending upon the size company you are, your customer may not even know you. They just know the sales rep. And the sales rep has to take the same attitude. Sometimes they're going to ask you questions that you can't answer. Sometimes it might take a long period of time to find the answer to that question. There's nothing wrong with that. But you pick up the phone and say, I haven't forgotten about you. I know this question is important. I'm researching it. I'm going to find out. I will get back to you. It only takes a couple of minutes. It doesn't take any period of time whatsoever. But it's a genuine gesture that's going to say to these people, I care about you. I honor your business. I honor you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to make your life better. Because if you don't do that, they just may not be there tomorrow. Let's value the customers and the clients. Let's maintain constant contact. And there's one other point to this. You might have a customer that you're not doing a lot of business with, but you'd really like to. Don't you think it would be helpful if you built a relationship with that customer? Those business relationships are extremely important for your success and your profit. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.